Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Lifetime movies.
I'm Patrick Serrano, and I am a Lifetime movie expert.
I'm Dan, and I despise Lifetime movies, and this is the Deck the Lifetime Encore Podcast!
Go. Do a little of this, a little of that, a little of this, a little of that. Philo.tv/DTH.
Seeing all those dance moves.
Philo.tv/DTH. That's the only place you can see those dance moves.
That's right.
They're not anywhere else
web. That's exclusive. Those dance moves are exclusive to Philo.
Patrick, I know we had one of these episodes last month, but
it didn't feel that way to
We recorded that weeks prior. And so it's been a hot minute
since Bramblefest.
Hot minute, Bramblefest.
Man. How about that? Well, it's great to be back with you here virtually, talking about a killer in the Grand Canyon. What's it called?
Well, I have a game.
Sorry.
Oh. I have a game we're gonna play.
I love games.
At the top here. So, Dan, you might not know this. National parks are super dangerous.
They're hot right now too on Hallmark.
Hallmark, Lifetime, everyone's doing really? National
okay.
Park.
Yeah. They are hot. So I don't know what happened recently to make national parks the go-to topic.
Well, here's an interesting thing though, Patrick, is that this movie, a national park movie, and Hallmark's national park movie made by the same people.
And when he says Hallmark's national park movie, he means Hallmark's three national park movies where they go to a different national park to find love. And it is excruciating.
So Big Johnson figured out I can go to a national park.
That's right.
Create. Maybe they're filming both the movies at the same time. Wouldn't that be something? One with romance, one with death.
That Big Johnson Studios is situated right at the edge of like a big forest.
Yeah.
And so they just are like, why don't we go out back and give it a shot?
Let's give it
a
shot.
And they go and they film it. And then they film one day at the national park. They make a movie for $10 and they just slap a national park logo on it.
They're doing fine. Hallmark, Lifetime, both airing their movies. So good on them. Sorry. Go ahead, Patrick.
There you go. And summer travel, you know, it's great. It inspires us to all see the national parks.
I know it inspires me.
Maybe we haven't seen. So, okay. I brought some titles because, you know, the title of this movie will be revealed. But Dan, I want you to spot the fake.
Spot the fake.
Two of the three are real and one of them's not.
I have five. I have five to keep it interesting.
So only two of them are.
Explain the rules again.
There are.
How about this? I'll read you the title and you tell me if you think it's real or fake and we'll go through the list.
Okay. Got it. And these are movies.
These are Lifetime movies.
Okay, got it.
That have aired because Lifetime is also on a trend of national parks. This is not the first one. I think we're talking about.
Big Johnson lost a bet. He's like, I gotta make a dozen national park movies. Gosh darn it!
And they made an internal bet on how many of them will make it to network, and they're doing fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Our first one is Buried in Bryce Canyon.
Ooh.
Buried in Bryce Canyon.
Sounds very similar to Buried in Barstow. And so it sounds like a little bit of a red herring. I'm going to say it's not real.
I'm going to go real.
Okay. It is not real. Not real.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah,
that was a really good like fake out there.
See? The alliteration, you know. Yeah. All right. Up next. Disappearance in Yellowstone.
Oh, that's a bad title.
It's a terrible title.
Bad title.
It's so bad, I don't think you'd make it up. I'm going to go real.
I will go real here as well.
It's real. It aired last year, right after the Gabby Petito story. So,
I know that's tough.
Yes. Tough timing.
Interesting timing. Up next, Vanished in Yosemite.
Okay.
Vanished in Yosemite?
Yeah. I think this one's real.
I think that one's real as well.
It's real. You guys are too good. All right. Well, now you know these next ones are fake. But here's my where I was going. Okay.
Girl so only gone. Two of them were real. Okay. I thought two of them were fake. I was like, I'm ready.
Two of them were real.
Okay.
The one I made up.
You should have never said that part. You should have just been like, I got these titles. Oh. Tell me real or fake.
Right. Girl gone in Glacial Park.
Girl gone in Glacier. Why couldn't it be Gone Girl? Like the playoff the movie, but you could say Gone Girl in Glacier Park.
And then finally, Death in Death Valley.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That hasn't been made yet.
What's weird is that it seems like they're filming some of these movies at the same time. Because we had a Glacier Park Romance on Hallmark, and we've done, what was the one we did Smoky Mountain, but what was the middle one? Was that
Zion National?
Zion. Oh, I thought it was Yellowstone. There you go. She shows you what I know.
Too many.
Yeah.
I was going to do a Zion one, but I couldn't think of anything besides like Bob Marley. Is he a Zion guy?
He was Rastafarian, and I believe they talked about getting to Zion.
Zed and Zion.
So he wasn't a big Zion National Park guy.
Well, you don't know that.
I don't know for sure, and I don't want to speak for the Bob Marley or his son, Ziggy. I don't want to speak for Ziggy here. But I don't think that Bob Marley was a big, like, Mount Zion National Forest guy. I could be wrong, though. Could be wrong. I want to be clear. I could be wrong.
We'll see. We'll see. But the movie we're talking about today, is called Kidnapping in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Kidnapping in the Grand Canyon, a wonderful title. Before we get to that really quickly, I want to go back to something I was going to talk to you about before the show and just chose not to, and now I'm just trying to fit it in. I follow you on social media, and I saw you did some stuff to your face, and I don't know what it is, and I would like to hear it from you.
Okay. It looks like you shaved your beard and
he did fully shave his beard.
And you're growing it back now.
Fully shaved to do like a microneedling with like some, like, I forget what they call it, but some type of goop that regenerates collagen in your face.
How'd it go?
Great. Painful. My face was very red.
I mean, you do look good.
You look great.
Your face looks great. I feel like your face always looks great though.
Yeah, well, that's what you have to do. It's called maintenance.
Wow. So wait, how often do you put needles on your face and do the goop?
Well, I used to do Botox like every 4 months, but now that's kind of not working as well, so now I'm onto microneedling.
Well, what do you mean it's not working as well?
You grow up a tolerance. Like your face is like, I don't want to be paralyzed with snake venom anymore.
Like cocaine. Got it.
Yeah, very similar to yes, cocaine. Can I say this? Without, or you've got it growing back now, but without the full beard, you look younger.
You do.
You look younger.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I am young, so.
Yeah. Well, he looks younger because of the beard, but also the needles and the goop. I don't know if you've heard about the needles and the goop.
The needles and goops.
Right. Both of that. And then I also had a cyst removed from my head, a pilar cyst, if anybody knows about those.
Pilar cyst live.
So good.
Oh, my goodness.
I just sat there. A little bit weird.
Yeah. Where was that on your head?
That was on my, like, right on my hairline. I don't know if you could see, like, the stitches. Go. Like, yeah.
Wow. So, you did that all. You figured while I'm here tearing my face apart, I might as well get a pilar cyst removed,
get a free microneedling situation.
It's a classic deal.
It's a classic deal. Patrick, next time you're in Greenville, we have to go do something to our faces together or something.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's a missed opportunity for the vlog.
You seem to know this stuff. I'm your exact same age. I could use some help. Like that's,
Spade.
Absolutely.
Spade. No,
you mean colonics.
Colonics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not the same thing.
We were supposed to do colonics.
You know, it's not as sexy as microneedling.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I've always said that.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to the parks.
We're kidnapped in Barstow.
Kidnapped in Grand Canyon.
In Grand Canyon. Got it.
And Grand Canyon, I think, is the first national park you think of when you think of a national park.
Yeah.
So this is a big
Yellowstone
big
and then Grand Canyon.
When I think of the
Grand Canyon, I don't even think of it as being in a park. I just think of the Grand Canyon as this natural wonder. Whereas if you ask me like list a park, I would say Yellowstone.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm with Dan on this one. You could have told me Grand Canyon's not a national park, and I would have been like, okay, it's just a thing. Mm. It's a big thing.
Yeah,
we love
it. It's a big thing. Yeah.
But to call it a park, that's
a little stretch.
A little stretch. It's a canyon.
Well, and see, I would say Grand Canyon is the themiest park because it doesn't even need to be referred to as a park. It's just the Grand Canyon.
Wow. That's a good argument, Patrick.
It's a very good argument.
You know?
It's really good.
Yes. So I think we are actually there. The movie stars Gina Vittori, Philip Boyd, Katrina Rosita, maybe, and Ryan Bailey.
Oh, we got that one.
Yeah,
that, we nailed that one.
Philip Boyd and Ryan Bailey. There was no question about it.
Yeah, no doubt.
100%
confident. Yeah, the other ones. I apologize.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Can I ask you this? It's a true story. I know we're way off the map, and we got to get back on it eventually, but not right now. How would you pronounce the actor that played Wonder Woman in the films Wonder Woman?
Oh, the new ones.
Yeah.
What? What's her name?
G-A-L. Gal, and then her last name.
Oh, Gal.
So we've been reviewing the Fast and Furious movies, and she's in some of them, and we've been saying Gal Gadot.
I've been saying Wonder Woman,
Gal Gadot, and it's a normal, like, that's what I've always said.
I've always heard Gal Gadot.
I've heard people on, like, everywhere, and apparently someone sent us a video of her saying her own name when she hosted Saturday Night Live, and you pronounce the T at the end of it. Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Which I would never guess.
Okie doke.
I would have guessed Gadot. Yeah.
Okie doke, Gal Gadot.
I don't know.
Okay.
So, all right. She's on her way to Lifetime movies.
Yeah, for sure. And that's going to be a problem for you.
Right? Yeah. I'm going to be like,
Sometimes you do, sometimes you do. Let me ask you this. Do you think the Grand Canyon is the best place to kidnap somebody in regards to national parks?
Let's see. Well, no, because where would you go? Yeah. You know, you have to go to a cave or something, which is what they do. But
they do go to a cave. Let's do this movie. Like
Olympic National Park. There's so many trees. There's so many trees. It's massive.
Right. Yeah, I would go more a foresty place.
If you're going to commit a crime, that's the one, right?
The only reason I would say, because in this movie there are like caves that you can go into, and I feel like those are probably.
Hey, somebody tell me about the movie.
Okay.
Okay. So the movie starts off. We see a woman, of course, and she's running through the canyon.
Uh-oh.
She's running. She's running around, and she's in a flannel shirt, and she's straight out of, like, My So-Called Life, and because flannels are back, and they're never going away. And she's like, help, help. She sees, like, hikers in the distance. She's like, help me, help me. And then you see a hand come in from off screen and grab her mouth, and she's like, wah, 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 and she's dragged off camera.
And that's it. That's the kidnapping.
Yeah. And it starts off right with the kidnapping. We see news articles and, like, news stories about the kidnapping. There's also another guy who's been missing. A hike instructor's been missing. Basically, you go to the Grand Canyon and you're going to go missing.
Yeah.
Is what the movie is telling us.
I will say, if there were multiple stories of people going missing, like, the week I'm supposed to go somewhere, I would probably change my plans, personally.
Sure. I mean, yeah.
There was this whole thing where, like, I went to Mexico on vacation, and, like, the week before I went, like, the Mexican government was, like, telling people not to come or something. And I went anyway, because I was like, you're down in the Yucatan Peninsula. I don't see the big deal. Did I take a big chance there?
I don't know. I feel like that's different.
Yeah.
Than the Grand Canyon.
Because going to Cancun is not like going to Mexico City. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Like, it's a very different
You're going
vibe.
From airport in a private vehicle to your resort, and you're not leaving.
Exactly.
This
I
is
to tell you guys that you're not very kidnappable. Like,
why do you hate to tell us that?
I'm so sorry to let you know that people probably aren't going to kidnap you guys.
No one's trying to drug me and drag me somewhere.
Well, hold on. What are you saying? Why?
He's saying we're big fellas.
We're too big?
That's right. You calling us fat?
I think you guys just aren't the demographic of who's getting kidnapped. It's not.
Well, but they see us and they want to, though, right?
I mean, they might want to give you a kiss, but maybe not.
Okay, I just don't want to be told no altogether. I want to be an option, and then they look at me and they go, no,
I'd love
probably
to be considered.
I want to be considered for kidnapping. Saw them live, by the way.
Right. That's great.
They opened it up for Primal Cyst.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah.
We meet our protagonist. She is a doctor. It is very important that she's a doctor because this is, you know, a female empowerment. Her name is Brooke Anderson, and she's taking a much needed vacation. She has been working. She has been, quote unquote, stuck in work mode. And she's also been struggling with her mental health because her fiance, who we don't really meet, he's like more of like a Photoshop. They have like a Photoshop picture together that we see in the beginning a bunch, and he died.
How did he die, Patrick?
we learn that he, through a flashback, of course, we learn that he died in a climbing accident where the hook that was holding at the top came undone, and he basically fell to his death.
It's almost as if canyons would be triggering.
Yeah, you'd think so.
It'd be an interesting place where when I'm finally getting some time off from my job, you know where I want to go, a place surrounded by rocks that remind me that I saw my fiance fall to his death onto rocks.
Yeah, well, and she checks first, like, no climbing, right?
No climbing.
And they're like, no rope climbing. You might have to climb like,
rope climbing. Another interesting thing about Dr. Brooke is I feel like a couple times in this movie, they'll be like, you're a doctor. And she'll be like, I'm a pediatrician. And she like corrects them. It's a very interesting.
That's a doctor.
It's a doctor.
It's
you
not
did
like
the doctor.
A veterinarian saying they're a vet.
You're a doctor. Like, I'm a pediatrician. Down.
Yeah, it's not like she's like a chiropractor.
Right. You're a veteran? Like I'm a veterinarian.
Yeah, like a medical doctor.
Yeah.
You know, she just wants to be honest, like in case you're wondering if she has dumb-dumbs.
She doesn't. I'll be honest. You know. I'd also do that because I feel like after a certain point, you can only be shown so many things from people that are like, look, what do you think about this? So at that, you're just like, I don't handle adults. So don't
listen.
Show me your arm or anything like that. I don't want any part of that. I'm a pediatrician, not a doctor.
It's actually really smart because, you know, if you're a doctor, people always come to you with medical advice and you're just like, no, I'm a pediatrician. Talk to me about kid stuff.
That's right.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
To get back to the husband dying, I brought a clip today because this wins the award for least dramatic death.
Oh boy.
Ever. So I just want you to hear kind of how he falls off the cliff in this little clip that I have. It's like 20 seconds long. All right, let's do it.
You're slipping.
What do you mean the anchor's slipping?
It's failing.
Can you first all up? Akil. Hold on, I'm coming.
I can't hang on anymore.
Just hold on. No, please.
And then he falls. But
she's until hearing the falling noise by him, I could have sworn that she was the one falling. He was like, I'm slipping.
Brooke, I love you.
I'm slipping.
It's great. It's so funny. And like the guy that is playing the husband, he's like, you know, so chill while he's dying. I loved him.
But it's just like, if I know my friend's husband died in a shark attack, I'm not taking them on their first vacation to the ocean.
Yeah.
I just feel like this should have been talked about more. Not climbing with ropes is not a good enough reason to go straight to canyons, right? Am I overthinking this?
You're right.
But you're missing a big piece of this. It is their friend's 20th anniversary.
Okay. The friend's 20th wedding anniversary or their friend?
No, friendship.
Their friendship. So we meet Chandra.
When's our friendiversary, Brian?
I mean, we can figure it out.
We could. Sorry. Yeah. Go back to you, Patrick.
We meet Chandra, who is her friend, her best friend. And Chandra is a lesbian. What? We love that.
A lesbian. What?
What?
We love that. She likes and she wears bucket hats. We don't love that.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
I'm with you.
I was about to say we love that. Am I allowed to love it?
I rock the
bucket
hat.
Is this what makes me not kidnappable? My love of bucket hats.
I don't think that's it.
I take down the cool status of the napper.
Kidnappers were all set, and they were like, "Oh, whoa,
bucket hat,
bucket hat, huh?
Hard pass.
Interesting. That's an interesting choice there. Maybe I'm going to rethink this."
Yeah. Well, you know, Chandra is like, you know, basically like, get over your dead husband. Let's have fun, kind of thing. It's been a few months. Like, you're cool. Like, Brooke wears like a necklace with the ring on it and everything. So she really is going through it.
Yeah, nothing a canyon won't help.
Exactly. So they get to the canyon. They like check into like a cheap motel. And Chandra asks the age old question. And I wanted to know what you would choose. What to watch on basic cable in a hotel. Your options are
These are the options Project given.
Project Runway rerun.
Okay.
Or an early 2000s rom-com on HBO.
Wow. I've never seen an episode of Project Runway. I know that I feel like I've seen the dude who's the guy that's the judge on like a talk show. An old
Is that his name?
Yeah, make it work. Yes,
make it work. Make it work.
I would probably go with the rom-com from 20 years ago because I probably saw that like on a date with my now wife, and I bet you that I would remember it and I would be interested to see how it holds up because we've been doing this series called Take It to the Tape. Mean Girls turns out I kind of hate it now. And Clueless turns out amazing, phenomenal, like unbelievable movie. And if you had asked me like literally a month ago, I would have said, give me Mean Girls over Clueless. No, absolutely not. So I probably would do the 20-year-old rom-com. That's what I'm going with.
Final that's answer. Thoughtful.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what they chose as well. So you maybe, can hang with these girls.
Maybe I will get kidnapped.
Maybe you will get kidnapped.
Yeah, don't sell me short.
All right. So they decide like, oh, we don't want to watch TV. We're going to go get food because nothing will deliver at the Grand Canyon. Ugh. And they go out to a little restaurant and the bartender smashes a glass and gets a big piece of glass in his hand. And Dr. Brooke, the pediatrician, is here to save the day when we see a very gory removal of the glass from the hand. Like,
really?
Like she's doing surgery. It was like Grey's Anatomy up in here.
I did not look. I don't like it. Once I saw she was going in, I backed out.
You close your eyes?
I just kind of look down at my laptop. I don't like that.
Bram will see any scary movie alive, but you get anything like that and he's like, oh, no.
Gross.
Yeah.
It was gratuitous. It was gratuitous bloody hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
For no reason.
No, but she would just to show that while she might be just a pediatrician, she can do real doctor stuff, too.
Real doctor stuff. All of your pediatricians send your emails to
No. Send it to Tiz. Send it to Big Johnson. This is
real
the way that Johnson's stuff. Handling this situation.
DeckTheHallmark.com.
I know that.
Next thing you know, they're majoring in elementary education. Ah.
Yes. So as she fixes up the man, this handsome stranger, they bump into each other and his name's Nate. He's like, wow, are you a doctor? You're amazing at fixing that guy's hand. She's like, actually, I am a doctor. And he's like, that's funny. I'm a hike instructor and you guys should come hiking with me tomorrow. And Brooke's like, no, thank you. But Chandra, she's trying to be a wing woman. So she's like, yes, we would love to go. And
so this woman, I want to be clear and make sure I'm understanding this. This woman who claims to be a best friend is taking her best friend to the same actual like landscape and activity with which her husband died. And then trying to set her up with a new man who also likes to climb.
Yes, and wears bucket hats.
I know that we're about to meet a kidnapper, but I would rather hang out with the kidnapper than this person who's the best friend. That's right.
Dang, Chandra. Chandra's going to be pissed to hear that.
She is going to be pissed. I actually just got word she is pissed. And also, she says we should go to break, which is weird.
That's crazy.
But that's what she said. That's what I'm hearing that as she said.
Yeah, that's
there's nothing we can do. We're going to be right back here on Deck the Hallmark.
Lifetime on Quartz.
On Quartz. Thanks, Sasa. That's something that I'm trying with her. It didn't work. Welcome back.
Sasa?
I don't know. I don't know.
Her name is Chandra?
Yeah.
Her name's Chandra.
Yeah.
So Shasha, maybe.
Shasha.
That's a nickname. Better. That's a nickname.
Yeah.
What about Shawshank?
No. Shawshank. Yeah. Well, speaking of Chandra, she does have an ex-girlfriend, Meg, who she is putting the brakes on the relationship because it got too serious. So she's like, you know, that's why she's focusing all her energy on Brooke and getting into like a new relationship.
What's interesting is in her phone when she's texting Meg, it just says the Stallion. It doesn't. But what if it did?
I'm embarrassed.
Lesbians are hilarious.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. So the next day they run into Nate on the trails. And again, they're like, okay, we'll go with you. Brooke is against it. Chandra's for it. And Chandra is like kind of talking about all the great things about Brooke. She's a doctor. She has brown hair.
She walks.
Walks. Yeah. All the qualities of Brooke. And they're like kind of flirting. Like Brooke's like not really into it, but Chandra's like flirting for her. So she's like really invested. And they end up like separating, like Chandra gets them to go up on their own. And they talk about they both lost a spouse. So Brooke's husband died and Nate's husband died. Maybe, I don't know, wife, husband. We don't know. We don't get into it.
Oh, really. We don't get into it. I got you. Okay.
He suffered a loss of some kind and can relate. And they're like, wow, we're really connecting on a deeper level.
Yeah.
Which is nice, which is nice. So they take a break on the trail and they're eating some protein bars. And Brooke is about to open her protein bar and she's like, hey, Chandra, does your protein bar have a hole in it? She says this out loud.
Yeah.
And Chandra's like, I don't know. It's good. It tastes like peanut butter. And Nate is like, oh, sorry. These have been in my bag a while. They probably got like crumpled up. Maybe if you want to trade with me, if you're feeling weird about it. And Brooke's like, it's cool. It's cool. Don't worry. It's cool.
Yeah, I don't think it's cool. I don't think it's cool, guys. I don't think it's cool.
This is why people give me a very hard time about my love of eating the hot dogs that I was given for Halloween. But you never had to worry about getting roofied with the hot dog. I guess you did have to worry.
I was about to say, why not?
Because it's a cooked. It cooks it out.
It boils out.
It's got to be hot.
It can't hold on to it.
I don't know if that's how that works.
The scientist will tell us. Anyways, the candy bars are roofied. That's what I'm trying to say.
The protein bars.
But here's the interesting thing is I wish they would have showed us the hole. Because I feel like that would have helped me decide whether or not she's making a huge mistake.
Why doesn't she immediately switch with him? Like, you don't know this guy. He asked her if she wants to switch. Like, yes. Yeah. Here you go. Switch. Yeah. I would do that immediately. Right?
Me too.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, I don't want this open one. You eat the open one.
I'm getting word I don't know how poison works from Lisa, and I'm I apologize. I guess I did make it, but it never did happen. The hot dogs were safe year after year.
I'm sorry you got hot dogs for Halloween.
No, it was just one house, and it was wonderful.
There's one house in his neighborhood.
Hot dogs and sausages. It was dope.
Hot dogs instead of candy.
Got it. We had a dentist in our neighborhood who would give out toothbrushes. So. But he would scare you real good.
Yeah. He would show you pictures of people with no teeth.
Yes. Yeah. So that's why I have really great teeth, because I'm terrified of, I don't know, plaque. Okay. So they're roofied. They're saying like, oh, we have heat stroke and we must be really out of shape. Like as they're like, you know, starting to feel bad, they wake up, they're in a cave, the pre-mentioned cave, and there's someone else in there. The hiker from before.
Her or the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Her name turns out to be Tara. She is very weak, but she's like, guys, here's the deal. We are being kidnapped. I've been here for a week and my legs are messed up because I tried to escape and I hurt myself. And, you know, we're never getting out of here.
That's it. We're never getting out.
Pat, do they ever tell us or show that at the beginning, we don't see her legs get injured, correct?
No.
Why is he keeping them hostage?
Okay.
In a cave.
Well, let me ask you this.
Alive.
Let me ask you this. What does she do for a living?
She's a pediatrician.
Right. So when he hears that she's a doctor, albeit a pediatrician, he's like, oh my gosh, this woman that I kidnapped prior, we find out in a little bit that he considers her his fiance. So he really cares about her.
So second, it's just like a kidnapping that was necessary.
It's a kidnap for hire. Yeah. I need to hire you, but you're not going to come and do this.
Collateral damage, really.
Yes. Yeah.
Just like I got to kidnap somebody else to come help you.
Yes.
Right. Got it. Okay. And And as Tara's telling them all this stuff that's been going down, they are not surprised one bit. Like, Brooke and Chandra are like, oh, yeah. You know, when we met this guy, we kind of thought we were going to be kidnapped. So we're not surprised.
Yeah, I even saw the hole. I saw the hole in the wrapper. And I was like,
So Nate comes back with, like, their backpacks or something. And he's like, okay, Brooke, I've brought you here to fix my fiance. Please do that. And Brooke's like, oh, no, she needs to go to the hospital. Like, she is going to go into sepsis soon. Like, her injuries are so bad. She needs antibiotics.
Oh, wow.
Are you straight out of
just got some antibiotics.
Straight out of Boston.
Antibiotics. Come on.
I don't know. Antibiotics.
If you take that first I, make it an I, it makes it a lot easier. Antibiotics. Antibiotics. Yes,
antibiotics.
Antibiotics.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, I'm going to take you. So he leaves Chandra and Tara. Chandra gets his keys and starts working on her. Like, she's bound by the wrist with some, like, metal stuff. I don't know. So she gets
metal stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, he has, like, a first aid kit that, like, has, like, some ibuprofen and, like, one of those, like, little pad, like, antiseptic wipes. And Brooke's like, this isn't going to work. We need to go get real supplies. So they go back to the medical store. Okay. I don't know what it is.
It's the medical store.
The medical store. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a emergency room, but only for, like, specific
hikers.
Needs. Yeah. Yeah. Like, they can't do everything, but they can do some things. Yeah. It's like a store. It's kind of like, hey, yeah. I'll take my graham crackers, s'mores, and also if you could fix my leg, that'd be great. One of those situations.
Right. Great. And he unties Brooke so she doesn't look weird going into the store, and they talk to the receptionist. And the receptionist is, like, an iconic character because she's like, oh, I can give you some amoxicillin. And Brooke's like, that's not going to work. I'm a doctor, and I know that amoxicillin's not strong enough. I need a stronger...
antibiotic.
Yeah.
Well, she lies to, like, the reason why she's there. She's saying that I need it for myself. Like, well, what was the problem? She had a
UTI.
Yes, a UTI. And she's like,
antibiotics make worse if you are having reoccurring UTIs.
So anyway,
I have this habit of UTIs, man. I cannot kick it. It's like every weekend I'm like, no UTI.
So dang it. She throws out a specific type of antibiotic that she needs for her UTI. And the woman at the store, also known as urgent care, as Holly's would tell us.
Thank you. That's not a store.
Well, it's a store for sick people.
Yeah. It is a store for sick people.
You're both wrong. Do I get charged?
Not if you have insurance.
All right, I get charged. We don't got to bring this up on the show, but yeah, I get charged. Big whoop.
Right.
It's a store. She's like, I need this specific type of antibiotic, and the woman's like, we don't have that here at the store, but I happen to also get a lot of UTIs, and I have that exact antibiotic in my bag, personal use. Here's some.
What?
Gives not, it not to her.
Some. Wait, not some. The whole.
She's the whole. Sharing a personal prescription.
The whole bottle. Here it is.
And man. You guys, you know that I'm a criminal and I do a lot of illegal things, specifically while driving.
Driving, yeah.
Sharing prescriptions is crossing a line.
This is.
Oh, wow. This from the guy who's 100 in his Corolla because he had to get something in the passenger seat.
This woman is single-handedly responsible for the opioid epidemic.
Opioid antibiotic.
Like, she's just out there like, hey, here's this. It's for my own personal collection.
Patrick, is there any instance where you would share your personal prescription of something? Any instance that you could think of?
Well, maybe my muscle relaxers if someone's, you know, feeling like they have a cramp or like a sore leg.
Okay. So you would. Great. That's pretty basic. Great. That's easy. You said it was criminal and now it's just like it isn't.
You actually gave in pretty quickly.
You're like, yeah, of course I would. What do you mean? I'm not crazy. I'm not a monster.
Twist my arm.
That's because it, well, that's because your muscle's not relaxed. Yeah. So she walks out with the necessary drugs is all you need to know there. And we never see that woman again.
She is not held responsible for what she has done. She's
a good Samaritan sharing her personal prescription with others.
And Brooke is like making eyes like, help me eyes. And the reception is just like, bye, have a nice day.
What's wild about this too, this is the craziest scene in the movie, so we might as well camp out here.
Well, there's more.
Okay. So she's there and she's like, this is the type of thing I need. And she's like, we don't have that here. And she's like, oh. And I guess, and she's like, I guess that's okay. And our guy, Nate, what's his name? Nate?
Yeah.
Pulls out a knife and like jams it, kind of like pokes her in the back, and she goes, oh. And the woman behind the counter is like, well, I guess if I have to, here's the drugs. And it was such a weird thing to do when you see someone who's just kind of like, ah, and you hear them audibly make a noise, like make a I'm hurt sound.
Maybe she thought that was just a UTI.
That's the UTI. It's tripping her up.
True. I mean, UTIs are painful.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, Chandra and Tara escape the cave. Like Chandra frees herself and puts Tara, literally carries Tara out of the cave. She is a strong ass lesbian and she is carrying her out of the cave. We love that. And they run into a baby rattlesnake and they just casually drop, oh no, that's a baby rattlesnake. They're extra dangerous. And then they move on.
What?
Yeah. It'll come back. It'll come back.
I was about to say, if that doesn't come back, I didn't know that though. Baby rattlesnakes are more dangerous than full size rattlesnakes.
Well, baby.
Yeah. They're more dangerous.
Yeah. They want to get bigger. So they're frustrated. Yeah, it's like growing pains. You ever wake up in the middle of the night when you were a teenager with growing pains?
Yeah. But
imagine that, but in snake form. And you're just
Now it makes all the sense in the world.
Thanks. Yeah.
So Brooke and
what was that?
Get back to the cave.
Are more poisonous than bigger scorpions.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh, they're more poisonous. Yeah. Oh, wow.
How about that? Okay. We're learning so much today. And people say these movies aren't good for nothing.
Right.
Not me.
So Brooke and Nate come back with the antibiotics and they see that stop it. And then they see that everyone's gone. They're so mad. Brooke hits him in the head with a rock and makes a run for her life. And she runs into a hiker.
Yes.
And the hiker is asking her so many questions. And she's like, call the police.
The hiker is overly skeptical of her. It's like he doesn't believe that there could possibly be somebody who would kidnap somebody in the Grand Canyon. He's like, this doesn't sound like my canyon. Are you sure? And he's just asking so many questions.
He's like, what are you doing out here? And she's like, hiking, dude. Like, what do you think
I'm
doing?
What are you doing
like,
out here? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, come on. So as they're debating, like, she's like, ugh, I'm tired of answering your question. She just grabs his water bottle and starts chugging it. And she's like, forget it. I'm just going to drink all your water. And he's like, no, I have more hiking to do. And he's like, okay, I guess I'll help you if you stop drinking my water. So they go.
I did love that scene because he's like, I'm not helping you unless you drink water. She starts to drink water. And he's like, well, hold on there, cowboy.
Yeah, wait a minute.
I need some of this later.
So they spent so much time debating this that, of course, Nate wakes up and he's like, oh, this is my wife. She's dehydrated. She doesn't know what she's talking about. And the hiker's like very confused. He's like, I don't know who to believe. And Brooke's like, believe me. And he doesn't. So Nate gets a knife. He starts wrestling around with the hiker. You think he's going to stab him, but instead he throws him off a cliff.
Wow.
The Grand Canyon.
I will say.
It was good. It was good.
Really good. Really good stuff.
CGI.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys doing a bit here?
No, it was a really good looking person falling off of a cliff to his death. It was 10 out of 10.
Okay.
They did like the helicopter shot of the actual actor, like Peter Boyle, Nate, standing on top of the cliff. And then they CGI'd the little falling.
Did you say Peter Boyle? Like from Everybody Loves Raymond?
Wait, Philip Boyd.
Philip Boyd, okay.
Okay. Peter Boyle was a stand-in for
Frank Barone got chucked off a cliff there.
Yes, he's Philip Boyd's stand-in. It's in the contract.
Yeah.
So he's dead and Brooke's like, oh no, I'm in trouble. She like while they're fighting, takes an opportunity to run for help and ends up falling in a ditch as one does.
Yeah.
Is there a baby rattlesnake in that ditch?
No, there's like loose terrain. It's just like rocks and dust everywhere. And she's like trying to like get the phone, and she ends up finding a flare gun. She puts the flare gun in her pocket for later, and she drinks some more water. She's feeling good. And Chandra hears the falling rocks and runs over, and she's like, oh my gosh. She tries to get her friend out. And as they're about to like get out, Chandra's like, let me have a heart to heart. I wasn't really being the best friend for you. You're really suffering from PTSD.
Shasha, I'm really sorry. Shasha is the worst. Shasha. She's the worst. She just texted me. She said we should go to another break.
Wow.
I know.
Right now?
Right now. I don't know what to tell you here on the Delightful
Corked. Corked.
Shasha says that she wants to have heart-to-hearts with all of us.
Wow.
After the show today.
She would. But you
she's
know what?
Apologizing, like, is what we're saying. Yes. She's like saying, like, you know what? Maybe taking you to do the activity that killed your husband while trying to set you up with a new guy who turns out to be a kidnapper wasn't the best. She's finally coming clean about all that.
Yeah. And as she's doing so, Nate wakes up and comes back and is like, okay, I'm ready to kill everybody. And we're like, oh man, Chandra, you really messed up. So he grabs like Brooke and holds her at knife point, and he's like, here's what's going to happen. Brooke is going to, you guys are going to help me get out. I'm going to take the antibiotics to Antiboya and I'm going to save Tara, and I'm going to throw you guys in the ditch and leave you here to die. So that's what he does essentially. And Nate takes the medicine to Tara, and he's giving them to her. And she's like, take me to a hospital. Please take me to a hospital. Like, I'm not okay. And he's like, it's okay. You'll be fine. But then we see the flare gun, like, shoot up. And it's like, and that was bad CGI, right?
It wasn't good. And he also, he didn't think it was good either, because he was very mad. He's like,
he was so mad.
No! Not the flare gun, no!
Good.
Yes. Thanks. So he runs back. This time Brooke's ready for him. She has a flare gun,
Pop lock it. That's what it is.
Say it. Give it to me one more time. Slow
pop
down.
Pop lock it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's Glock it.
Glock's
a type of gun.
Glock is it's a gun.
Pop it, lock it, polka dot it.
Cock a gun.
Yes.
Oh, you were just looking for the word cock. He cocks the gun.
Couldn't remember that one. Couldn't remember the word.
Pop it, lock it, Glock it.
I don't do guns. Okay. I've been to a shooting range one time.
Okay.
That's more than I've been.
I shot guns all the time as a kid, but now I no longer do guns.
It was a swim team bonding thing.
You couldn't say no to a swim team bonding activity. With the Glocks.
I had a weird coach.
Yeah. Hey guys, what if we, hear me out. That's really good, Daryl. That's a good fly. That's a good butterfly. What if we all go shoot some guns? How about?
Pop it, lock it, Glock it.
Yeah. And they're like, don't wave the gun around, Patrick. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know? Oh boy. Okay. Anyways, so she has her gun cocked and ready to shoot.
There it is.
And Nate's like, you're not going to shoot me. And she's like, yes, I am. And she shoots him. And then the helicopter comes from seeing the flares. And then to add insult to injury, the baby snake slithers on over and bites Nate on the leg.
Ooh.
And then Chandra curb stomps him.
Like American History X? Like, what are we talking about?
I mean, there's no curb technically, but, you know, steps on his face.
Dirt stomped him.
Exactly.
Okay.
Tara is saved. Brooke and Chandra are heroes. Brooke asks the police or the rangers, I guess they're forest rangers, if she can personally tell the family of the hiker about how he saved her life. And they're like, sure, whatever. And they decide to stay another day and do one more hike because, you know, they couldn't get enough. Which I think is interesting.
Again, that's hard.
Unbelievable.
Again, hard pass.
Unbelievable. Her husband dies. She gets kidnapped. The guy gets snaked. Like, are you kidding me right now?
Take me to my colonics appointment.
Anywhere but here.
No, they stay another night. They watch another rom-com on HBO. Early the next morning, they wake up, and Brooke takes off the necklace. She buries the ring under, well, there's no trees, just buries it in the dirt by the canyon. And she looks out into the sun, and it's like on her face. She's very a beauty shot, as you will. And she's moving on to the next chapter of her life. Chandra is there with no bucket hat. She has some fun, like, hair accessories. And she just kind of, like, walks her friend off into the new life. And that's the end of the movie.
Wow. Hey, can I ask you a question? You also, I don't know. I mean, it's possible we both missed it. Not that that's ever happened before. But did anything ever come of Shasha and Meg? Because they do the text thing where it's like, I miss you, and she's like, I miss you too, and then the text doesn't go through.
They the text doesn't go through, but they do get back together in the end.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. But the text didn't have anything to do with anything. Love I wrote that. It in my notes too, and I was like, nah, didn't come back.
Then
didn't come back. So that's the movie. On the show, we either pour it up or put a cork in it. Yep. We'll start with Dan, since you didn't see the movie. What are you gonna do to this movie?
I gotta be honest, I had a fun time today. I don't know if I would watch this movie or not, but it seems utterly bonkers. And I'm leaning towards pouring it up, actually, weirdly enough. Shauna seems like somebody that I would actively hate, and if you can evoke any strong emotions for me in one of these movies, then typically it's one that is better than most. So I'm gonna go with pour it up.
Okay, great. Bran, what are you thinking?
I am pouring it up as well. I will say it did take, it was a little bit of a slower burn than I was expecting. Once you get past the initial cold open, it does take a while for said kidnap. But once they're napped, no nap here. Write that down. Put that. That was really good. Write that
box.
Once they get napped, no nap here. Really enjoyed it. Fun performances. And shout out to Baby Rattle. Those growing pains are tough, and I'm glad that you were able to kind of take it out on somebody.
Hey, you know, don't mess with a baby snake. That's what we are
learning.
That's
what we learned.
That's
exactly right.
I love Gina Vittori, whatever your name is. I think she's really great. She's in a lot of Lifetime movies, so I'm glad we had a chance to talk about her. She's also in a lot of, like, commercials randomly, so you probably have seen her just, like, around and up, like, you know, credit card commercial or bank commercial or something. The friendship was fun, even though Chandra was the worst. It was still fun to be like, wow, she's the worst friend, but they, like, still were friends, you know? And just overall, like, good production value. Like, I think if they didn't shoot in the Grand Canyon, it really looked like it to me. So,
And if they didn't actually throw somebody off the top of the canyon, it did look like it.
Wow. There you go. Maybe they did.
Maybe they did. Maybe it was a miniature.
Maybe they did. But overall, yeah, a pour it up for me for sure.
Wow. Triple pour up.
How about that?
It's a big day here.
That's very exciting, especially for Johnson, who doesn't have a great rap around here. Well, congratulations to them. Congratulations to us. Patrick, I don't know if we will do another one of these. We'll do our Christmas preview shows, probably starting sometime next month would be my guess, right?
The state of Christmas is in jeopardy. We don't know.
There's a war on Christmas. I've heard about this.
There is. Man, I've been saying it. Listen, the more times we can say it, the better.
Yeah.
Will we get our Christmas movies? I think we're going
to
get a lot.
I was trying to think about this morning, Patrick. Do you remember last year, Hallmark announced their slate pretty late, right?
It was like September 20th.
I think it was not until October. Because they didn't start until the second week of November. Yeah, I'm sorry, Lifetime.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Lifetime didn't start until the second week of November last year, and I want to say they didn't announce their slate until October.
Oh, yeah, they waited a while, so we'll see. I feel like it's going to be a lot of acquisitions this year, so...
As opposed to last year and the year before that, where it was not a lot. I'm kidding. There was a lot.
It's going to be a lot.
What I'm interested in, and we've talked a little bit about it, like they've obviously tried experimenting with different schedule formats for their Christmas movies to not a huge success the last couple of years. So I'm interested to see if there's any sort of pivot on their end as to how much energy they give their Christmas. Because it seemed like last year they kind of... They were like, let's just start in November. We'll give Hallmark the head start in October and just not try to compete with that. So I'm interested. It's an interesting time.
they're chilling out. You know, they're like, we got Mario Lopez, we got Melissa Joan Hart. What more do you need?
What more do we
what
need?
What more do you need? We got Reba. We got Reba. Reba.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, you got Kirk Franklin. You know,
they got some people that they can rely on, and they're not stressing.
They sure do.
I think we'll, if anything, we'll get more Murder Christmas.
Oh, here for that.
Give it to me. Well, Patrick, I can't wait to talk to you again. Hopefully it's real soon. And until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast is produced by Aaron Shea. What? For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on the Deck the Hallmark family, you can go to bramblejamplus.com. Deck the Hallmark is presented by Philo TV. For a free trial of Philo, go to philo.tv/DTH.